Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Pat Iyer with LNP 187, Streamlining Communication with Attorney Clients Using SBAR. Do you know how to have great communication with attorney clients? This is Iyer's Insights, one of the two weekly shows that make up Legal Nurse Podcast. In my previous podcast, LNP 186, Dr. Alan Zimmerman spoke about the importance of communication and cooperation. Let's focus on how that applies to the legal nurse consulting world. Consider this situation. Your client asks you to review a case for merit and to prepare an analysis report. Legal nurse consultants come from the medical world where targeted communication is prized. Suppose you're a clinical nurse and you see concerning changes in your patient's condition. You would pick up the phone to call the physician. What you say and how you organize the information is critical. Consider taking a model that works in the clinical world and apply it to communication with attorney clients in an analysis report. Use SBAR, stands for Situation, Background, Assessment, and Recommendations. This term refers to a methodology that was designed to ensure effective, accurate, mistake-free communication between medical staff and each other, as well as with physicians and other healthcare professionals. I don't know if you realize that SBAR was originally established as a standard operating procedure of communication between the captain and the crew on U.S. Navy submarines. Kaiser Permanente adopted the technology several years ago for the medical field to slash the rising statistics of human error. It was instrumental in pioneering SBAR as a model to assist both the nurses and doctors to systematize their thoughts so they could convey the most critical information in under 1 minute. Each recorded medical update starts out with describing the situation surrounding the need for care, gives the background pertinent to that care, assesses what needs to be done, and provides a recommendation as to a proper plan of action. I'm going to pause this interview for a moment to relate this podcast to one of my two newest books, How to Create Lasting LNC Client Relationships. This is book 10 of the Creating a Successful Legal Nurse Consulting Practice series, written by me, Pat Iyer. It provides a deep dive into the relationship between legal nurse consultants and their clients. Working with attorneys is challenging and rewarding. Without a steady stream of attorneys who love working with you, your legal nurse consulting business collapses. Does that worry you? It should. The core of being a successful legal nurse consultant is being able to effectively work with attorneys. You can have an aggressive marketing program to bring in new clients, but if you cannot retain them, you will be endlessly spending money and spinning your wheels. Your clients will stay with you when you understand what they want, how they're wired, and how you can do a great job for them. When I ran my independent LNC business, some attorneys stayed with me for more than 20 years. How to create lasting LNC client relationships explains the best way to build a solid client retention program using strategies that work to identify the desirable clients and avoid the troublemakers. This is an essential reference for every LNC. Get your copy at http lnc.tips/creating-series. That link again is http://lnc.tips/creating-series. And that is a redirect link that takes you to legalnursebusiness.com. You can order this book or any of the other books in the series. Now let's return to the show. I want to give you an example of SBAR. Suppose that a patient named Mr. Sanchez receives a medication prescribed by the physician on rounds. Within 10 minutes of its administration, he develops a rash on his chest and abdomen and starts having diaphoresis. The nurse calls the physician to report the incident, giving his or her name, and explains the situation. This is a brief description of the situation. Dr. Smith, this is Dolores Sanchez on 4 South at Mercy Hospital. This is the situation. Mr. Jorge Sanchez in 420B at 10:05 this morning received the dose of 0.5 milligram Xanax you prescribed for anxiety on your morning rounds. At 10:15 this morning, he buzzed the floor nurse, complaining of sweating and itching on his chest. Then give a brief background. This is twofold. It clarifies the patient's history, so there is certainly a concept that the right patient is being discussed, and it reminds all personnel involved of the patient's history and condition leading up to the incident. The nurse would say, here's the background. As you know, Mr. Sanchez was admitted over the weekend for shortness of breath and chest pain. His EKG was unremarkable. He had just lost his job. He has a wife on disability, and he has a son in Iraq. He has a reported history of medication sensitivity and is allergic to codeine, penicillin, and peanuts. He reports not sleeping well for the past month, and he's having bouts of severe indigestion. His vital signs are 185 over 96 with a respiration of 28 and a pulse of 82. The medication was verified as correct in quantity and dosage prior to administration using his medication ID bracelet. The assessment of the situation is given next. The nurse gives an analysis of that situation based on her observation and expertise. My assessment is that the patient seems anxious. He's having had bad reactions to medications in the past. His wife is here with him. He does have small reddish blotches on his abdomen, and they are spreading upwards into his chest. He's scratching vigorously. He's diaphoretic. His palms are clammy. His speech is clear, and his tongue does not appear to be swelling. He can swallow without trouble. His breathing is shallow but not labored. Finally, the nurse gives her recommendation of what she believes would be the best course of action. The nurse is not telling the doctor what to do, but clarifying options. This is often offered in the form of a question. Additionally, the nurse gives the listener a chance to ask questions. I would recommend he be prescribed Benadryl and a cortisone cream, or do you want us to run lab work? Or do you wish to return and re-evaluate him? Do you have any orders or questions? Let's apply SBAR to an analysis report. This streamlines communication with attorney clients. It occurred to me that SBAR is a perfect way to structure such a report. Your report may be oral or written. Here are the elements and some suggested dialogue. The situation. You've asked me to screen this potential medical malpractice case for merit. This is my conclusion. I believe this case has merit and should be pursued. Background. The patient was a 45-year-old man who went to the emergency department complaining of chest pain. He reported that it felt like an elephant was sitting on his chest. and then you would add more details for background. Assessment. Include your assessment of the merits of the case. The standard of care for the diagnosis of chest pain in the emergency department is dot, dot, dot. Also anticipate the potential defenses for the claim and address them. And then recommendations. Offer guidance to the attorney. I recommend that this case be reviewed by a board-certified emergency physician. Does this make sense, using SBAR as a way to structure a report? Be sure to get a copy of my new book, How to Create Lasting LNC Client Relationships. This book focuses on what really counts as an LNC, having those strong relationships with your clients. That drives your success. Go to http://lnc.tips/creating-series. And if you're not already signed up to receive our transcripts, please go to http://lnc.tips/transcripts. You can review the points that I covered in a podcast or listen if you prefer to read the information in the podcast instead of hearing it. You can use the transcripts for that purpose. You'll also receive our weekly e-zine and information about new products as we release them. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to having you listen to the next show. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, LNCEU.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lncu.com. And my last website, the lncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.